Welcome, everyone, to 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Sunday in the 90 Day Fiancé Superfans community.
Oh, are we in the community? Oh, what's up, everybody?
Yeah, it's a little more exclusive, I guess, tonight.
Yeah, it's a big night. There's a lot going on. The part four aired, the Grammys aired, so there was a lot going on tonight.
Yeah, Kanye crashed the red carpet, and then he got in his car and left, I heard.
Yeah, they asked him to leave the premises because he was not invited.
So. Well, I heard, that was what I heard initially, and then I read he by choice got in his car and left. I don't know which one's the true story.
Oh, so he drove all the way there, walked the red carpet, and then left. I don't know. Now I don't know what's true or not. I mean, I know that he's not in good standing with Jay-Z, who was present.
Mm-hmm.
Event, and I don't know how hood Jay-Z is, so I don't know if you or Jay-Z are having a feud, if you should go hang out where he is. I don't know how hood he is, so I don't know how that would have went.
Yeah. I don't know where Coco is.
It's weird because she texted she was in the group chat.
Yeah.
And now she's not here. Wait, she's a part of the community, right?
Yeah, she's a moderator.
Oh, so yeah. Well, So I don't know where she is. Because I was like, maybe she's not in the community, but she's a moderator, so.
Yeah. So what was the highlight for tonight for you?
I mean, there wasn't much going on tonight. We got some Brian and Ingrid. I thought it was interesting when Brian started telling that he left the breakup with Ingrid and then went on a dating app and was basically within a day or two on a date with this other girl that we met.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl that he brought Nathy to the tell-all was not the girl in between, and she had some pretty negative stuff to say. So I guess the highlight for me was the girl that he brought to make himself look good actually made him look worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was the highlight for me, because I was like, well, this blew up in his face. He brought her there, you know, to show like, look, I don't need Ingrid, I can do better. And then the girl that he brought, she called him aggressive and angry and controlling. And she said he yelled all the time, which is interesting because that's kind of what Ingrid was trying to tell us all along.
Mm-hmm. So
I was like, you brought your own, like, what do you call it when someone testifies against you?
Well, your witness or something?
Yeah, you brought your own witness, but the witness is testifying against you. So it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, because they asked her, like, what do you like about him? And then she said, like, he's nice. And then she went on to say, like, he yells and raises his voice.
Yeah. I'm like, so that's a like or dislike? You know, yeah. Like, so you like that he yells at you or you don't like that he yells at you?
But she really couldn't give a compelling argument of what she likes about him, really.
Well, yeah. She had no issue naming off tons of things that she didn't like. But when she asked what you liked about him, she didn't have... It was like pulling a tooth out of somebody's mouth without any anesthesia. She couldn't come up with anything solid to work with. But I think Brian, in general, I think that he hates women.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what his ex-wife had done to him, because, you know, she's the one that hired the people that put him in the chair. So I think he has a strong hatred towards women, even though... I think he hates his ex-wife, obviously, but I think he's projecting his hatred of her onto women in general.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should, you know, look into that. Talk to somebody about that, because you can't blame every woman for the actions of one woman. You know, like when women go through something really traumatic or they're in a abusive relationship, they have to realize that that particular man was a horrible human being. But every man that they encounter, you know, after that, doesn't necessarily mean are going to be a horrible person.
Mm.
But that's something that it takes, you know, those women who went through that situation years to come to grasp with. And I think that he takes out a lot of anger and his issues on these women. And I think that's why he's been married 4 times and engaged 7 times. I think that he hates women.
I mean, it annoys me that, like, he keeps failing with all these relationships, but it's like he only dates, like, Latinas and shit, right?
Well, yeah, he has a very limited dating pool. He doesn't date white women, black women. It has to be a Latino woman. She has to be from overseas, Brazil, Colombia. There's a very specific dating pool that he's interested in. And, you know, in my opinion, if you've only been with one type of woman, one nationality of woman, and it always doesn't work out,
mm-hmm.
I would go ahead and say maybe it's you. Maybe you should open up your... your dating
horizons.
Yeah, open mm-hmm. your horizons. You know, give yourself a little more leeway, because and also if you've been married 4 times and engaged 7 times, you're probably the problem. Oof. Right? You're probably the problem. Like I can't imagine.
I wasn't gonna say it, but you know, yeah.
You know what I was hoping for? One of his ex-wives to pop up.
Oh my God.
I really want to hear what they have to say. I know it's fair to say that your ex is never going to say anything good, but I would love to just talk to one of these ex-wives and just give me a little bullet point of why you decided to divorce this man. Cause it happens over and over and over. So I would love to hear from one of these women, cause let him tell the story. He's perfect. He's a gentleman. He doesn't do anything wrong. He's not a sex tourist. So, you know, like, I would love to hear what one of his ex-wives or one of his ex-fiancés have to say.
What did you think when he used that line? He's like, well, I can get a blood clot at any moment. It can go to my heart and I could die tomorrow. Like, is that like a Boo-hoo. Manipulation line?
Boo fucking who? Well,
I think that he uses him being a quadriplegic. Is it quadriplegic, right?
Quadriplegic, yeah.
Quadriplegic as an excuse for bad behavior.
Absolutely.
I think
absolutely. And to get sympathy from, you know, all these women. Because it's almost like that, you know, the one person it's be like, you know, like if you leave me, I'll kill myself. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost kind of like that.
Yeah. I
like 100%. Not as horrible.
I think that he looks at it as you can't be mean to me or yell at me or be mad at me because I'm a quadriplegic and that would make you a bad one. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what makes it annoying is he does horrible things to the women and then he gaslights them and he's like looks at it like, well, you know, I have to live every day to the fullest because I could die tomorrow. And I'm like, we could all die.
Well, then go die then.
But
I'm sorry, but at this point I'd be just like, just do it. It's you're right. He has like this behavior that he does where, you know, it's like he tries to get sympathy from these women and then it's like the minute they don't do exactly what he asks, it's just like he just becomes this horrible man and then he just uses like, well, I'm disabled, you know, like give me some, you know, sympathy. And it's like, so what? There are a lot of people who are disabled who don't act like this.
Well, and also his statement is such bullshit because I was on Instagram. I don't remember the name of the fitness person. It was a fitness influencer who was pretty young who just dropped dead out of nowhere. And I was, because he's like, well, since my legs don't work, I could get a blood clot. And I was like, man, anybody, whether quadriplegic or not, could drop dead at any moment.
Exactly.
Right? Times have we had, I had a really good friend of mine who was, he worked on the news, actually the local news, Emmy award-winning news guy, totally fine one day, had a heart, woke up one night, went to go get a glass of water, grabbed his stomach, died of a heart attack. Before he even hit the floor, he was dead.
Wow.
Healthy. He was only 48 years old. Like, I don't want to hear any of that where people are like, oh, well, me specifically, I could die. We could all die tomorrow. So he always victimizes himself into being the one that we should feel sorry for. And it's like, it's a strange character trait for a quadriplegic because I've never met a quadriplegic that wanted anyone to feel sorry for them. They're so independent and strong, and they want to be treated equally. So the fact that he uses it as an advantage for him is really out of character, because I know people who are in wheelchairs. They never ask you to treat them a certain way or to make them feel less than, or that they should get a get out of jail free card for their actions. That's like a weird vibe for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what did you think of a chick that looks, I hate to say mannish, but the chick he went out on a date with?
Well, that was the thing on Twitter. Everybody was saying, you know, she looks a bit
like Carlos.
Yeah. So that was the thing. And I don't know what was going on with her or if that was true or not. But I did see those comments and I was like, well, yeah, she doesn't look like Ingrid at all. Right. Like Ingrid was really, really beautiful. And not saying that this woman wasn't beautiful or whatever, but she was a little more rough around the edges. Right. Mm-hmm. But I have to remember, this was the person that he says he found instantaneously on the dating app. So he didn't have a lot of time. Oh, so that's my next question. So he said that he found another woman like a day or maybe actually the same day that he left Ingrid, or Ingrid left him, I should put it real. And he found this other girl. Do you think that he was talking to other people? Because what are the odds that he was able to find somebody within a day or so of breaking up? Or do you think he had other people on speed dial that he was already talking to?
That's a good question.
Because what are the odds that he was able to find this new chick so quickly? You know, because even...
I'm given production.
Well, Vanja, even Vanja, she said that it took her days. And she, I guess she went on one date with the guy from Tinder. It didn't work out. Then Yoshiko was the second guy. Like, he already had somebody. He was like, I told her where I was going to be, and we were hanging out that same night. Like, what are the odds that y'all were hanging out that quickly unless you were already talking to her?
Yeah, you think he's just swiping on apps while he was there the whole time?
Yeah, I think that he's never deleted the apps from his phone, period, even in his marriages. I think that's why he's been married four times. I think he's he can't be monogamous. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of the issue with him. He thinks he wants a one woman, but he's one of those men that will get a woman and cheat on her because he doesn't know how to be monogamous. He doesn't know how to be with just one person.
And I will say, I have a friend, a very good friend, not naming names, who is like that, who's always been like that and continues to be like that. I mean, even with his current girlfriend, like, he's still like cheating on her. Sorry. But that's just how they are. That's how he is. Like, that's always been his personality. So there are people like that. Like, yeah. Even if he wants to change, like, they're people that just cannot be monogamous.
Well, I know he drives Uber, like, in Chicago area. And, yeah, he seems like a type where if he's driving Uber and an attractive woman gets in the back of his car and starts, like, flirting with him, like, he would be all over that in 2 seconds.
My question, who's flirting with him? Like, okay, so
the blind.
Because Coco, I know you're into none.
The blind. I said the blind is flirting with him. That's what
you're into a non-conventional type of guy.
Okay, so, sure. Yes, let's go with that.
So if you saw Brian, okay, you're walking down the street and he wheels by you. You're just like, what's your reaction? Is it, oh, or is it, ooh, or is it, Like, what's your reaction?
It's more like, oh, okay. I mean...
What if he said something to you?
I'd be like, I'm sorry, I have no money.
So you would assume that he was asking you for money?
No, I mean, I was making a joke because I don't know. he's not my type, and... I don't want to sound ableist at all.
Well, no, I know it's not because of the chair, obviously, but like, yeah. Appearance to you. Because in my opinion,
I feel he looks dirty. Is that okay to say?
We haven't gotten to Lauren yet.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's okay. Oh, shit.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like he's very greasy and I'm not really into that. And like, I'm really into men that wear like suit and ties and stuff like that. So like, that's my type.
You're not into the drug dealer type?
No, sorry. I'm absolutely not. Sorry. That's
interesting.
My bad.
I mean,
I don't know. I just feel like once I got to know him, I just think he'd be like the worst person on earth and his personality shit. So that's a huge turnoff. Like, I like intellectual. I like kind men. I like respectable men. And I don't think he's any of that, if that's
okay to say. Well, no, I think you're right. Because did you hear what he said tonight? He said that Ingrid has two baby daddies that left her before her kids were 1 year old. Mm-hmm. And I was
okay,
like,
okay, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
But for you to say that,
yeah, on that shit
about a single mom makes you like the shittiest human being on the freaking planet. I don't care what the situation is, but to tell her, oh, you can't even keep a man even if you have their baby. And I'm like, sir, you couldn't keep
that's
a
fucked up.
You got four wives that tried to leave you and one tried to kill you.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then you have seven engagements. Who the fuck is engaged seven times to seven different women?
But he's out here judging, you know, her situation. Yeah. With I just, that comment, that's where I realized, I was like, he hates women. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and it's very confusing for him to hate women because he is so attracted and sexually attracted to women. So he has an inner struggle where he's attracted to women, he loves women, but he also hates them.
He's the only guy that he's the only guy that proposed seven times but didn't get down on his knees once.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Shabu.
I mean, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. Oh my God.
Sorry.
We're all going to hell.
That's why we're here, for our fuck the jokes.
That was good. Thanks. I enjoyed that one.
Thank you.
Well, it was good.
True. It was. It was actually
good. All right, should we talk about what's his name? Head and Shoulders.
Oh, Joey and Magna. Duh. Nah. I don't know what she is. What her name is. I shouldn't say what she is. I know she's a woman, but I don't know what her name is. But yeah, so we found out that Joey not only has sex with Jill, but he also has sex with Stephanie, which was the girl from the interview clip that we all remember from his episode. Mm-hmm. And apparently he has sex with all of his female friends. And apparently Joey's a hoe. Coco, are you surprised?
Joe the hoe? No, absolutely not.
Me neither.
I'm not surprised with Joe the hoe.
I could see it. This man moved from Jersey to a beach in Florida. You don't move to a beach in Florida to not bang women every single night. Mm-hmm. You just don't do that. Right, like, so I know what
right
the fact that he went all the way to Poland and tried to get a girlfriend is beyond me, and also beyond his friends, because they were like,
it was so stupid. I just don't understand. Like, I mean, you said Joe just like right before I answer, and I was like, wait a second, who the fuck is that? And then I was like, oh, that couple, because they're so fucking boring.
Well,
that if you were, I just,
if you were awake during their segments, because staying awake during their segments were really hard. And I'm really open-minded when it comes to people. But every time when they come on, I have like this inner anger, because I'm like, why are they here? Because I always put it out on Twitter. I was like, does his dad work for Sharp? Because I was like, why is he even on the show? He was on.
He doesn't even want to get married.
I know, right?
What drove me fucking nuts, because I was like, he doesn't even want to get married. He doesn't even know he wants to be in a relationship with her, first of all. I'm like, why are you fucking there?
I don't get it. He didn't have a ring. He wasn't trying to
propose. No.
He don't want to get married. And I was like, why are you?
I mean, he's like telling her mother that he fucked some other woman. Like, it's just like, come on, man.
Everyone, they were Chitty and Renee's replacement, and it was last minute. Yeah. So I'm hoping that this is the best that they could do at a moment's notice, and I'm hoping that that's true.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like, we don't like him, but I mean, it seems like we don't like her either.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's not that I don't like her. Like, neither one of them have a personality, so there's
they don't.
Yeah, that's the problem.
There's nothing for me to like or get to know. Joey has way less of a personality than her. Her personality is usually she's pissed off, but that's not enough for me to go on either. Like, she's hot, but I couldn't ever deal with her like on a personal level, because she doesn't bring anything to the conversation. Like, we can't just look at each other all day. I would need to have a conversation with you as well, and she doesn't really bring anything to the table.
Yeah, I mean, or at least, I feel like when the news was he fucked that other friend of his, I feel like the producers were like just praying to God that she would like cry, but she didn't.
She kind of didn't react at all. Yeah, actually.
Yeah, the most interesting reaction was she asked the person, the producer or whatever that was with her, was like, "Yeah, I need to get some vodka or some shit."
Yeah, she didn't react at all, which makes me think that they're probably no longer together when they were filming, because she got a little more emotional and confrontational when they were filming. Like when they were in the car, she would yell at him. I think she actually kicked him out of the car in one of the scenes or something. I don't remember. But she was more reactive during the season. So when I saw the way that they were interacting on the tell-all, I was like, I bet you they're not together, but they're contractually obligated to participate in this tell-all. So, because I was getting the vibe like they didn't care either way.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I still feel they're together just based on like when I posted a picture of Magda, he was all up my ass in the comment section.
I mean, maybe they could be together, but I really don't want to see them again. They're just not entertaining enough for me. And they had the elements of entertainment. He's a lying, cheating scumbag. And she's a confrontational, spicy chick. But for some reason, they didn't.
Of course, she's just Polish.
Well, right.
I mean, fuck.
But for some reason, they didn't bring anything to the table, which was really weird. They had all the recipes for a good story.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. Like
it's one of the situations where it's like on paper you expect like something explosive, but then in reality it was boring. It was a dud.
Yes. It was like you're watching a fireworks show, and you know, every now and then fireworks is a dud.
Yeah.
And shoots off and then no explosion. They were the dud firework.
Yeah.
Like we were waiting for the grand finale, the big firework, all the light show, and then we got a dud. Literally for like seven episodes that they were on, nothing happened in all seven episodes.
Yeah, and then I mean we've already talked about this, but it was weird. Because, like, I mean, if you just compare the podcast we had with Lauren, how, like, explosive that was, and then compare that to Lauren on the tell-all, how, like, watered down it was. So that was kind of a disappointment,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was super disappointed. Yeah, you're right. The disappointment level with Lauren and how he acted civilized at this tell-all really disappointed me.
Yeah.
Because we know the real Lauren.
Yeah.
So it makes me wonder if Lauren got asked to do something else and they were like, hey, we'll bring you on for whatever, but you have to behave yourself. Because I was like, why would he go and act civilized if there's no chance of him getting back on the show? If they're done with him, why wouldn't you go out with a bang?
You know, exactly.
Why wouldn't you go out there and act a complete ass? That's what I like. If we're not going to work together again, like if you're going to fire me, I'm going to throw some stuff, you know, on my way out. I'm going to throw some stuff. I'm fired anyway. You know, like I'm going to throw a few things. I might not hit you. I'm not going to jail, but I'm going to throw a few things.
Yeah, that's an accurate assessment, I think.
Yeah, he was very civilized and calculated on the tell-all. He said a few weird things, but nothing that we expected. Like the Lauren on Instagram, TikTok, that wasn't the same Lauren that we got.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, like you can tell, and again, I would do the same thing if I was in his shoes, but you could tell he went and got like a fresh new haircut for the tell-all, so he's trying to look like presentable for once and stuff.
Yeah, because on the show, he looked a hot-ass mess. Like, the whole show, he looked like he hadn't showered. He looked like his clothes needed to be washed. He looked a mess. He did clean himself up for the tell-all. He acted civilized, which I am very disappointed in him for. Like, he acted as though he had another job with the company coming up. That's my opinion. He has something lined up.
But do you, let's say he has something lined up, but do you think he's the type that could like, because the way he talks so freely and openly, he makes it sound these days where it's just like, yeah, he's kind of like on hold. Like they're not sure yet. So it seems like versus like they are sure that they want to bring him back versus the way he presents himself on social media these days, he makes it seem like he's not coming back.
The way that he acted when we had him on, he doesn't act as free and opened as before. So it makes me think that there's something on the line. And I messaged him a few times and asked him some questions, and normally he would just answer me. The last few times he was like, that's under an NDA, but you know, you should have an open mind. Like, he would answer the question, but not answer the question. Like, he has...
Yeah.
There's something on the line. Like, he's like, well, I'm not gonna just tell you because I don't want to screw up what I have going on. When we had him on the show, he could care less what he said if he was gonna get in trouble or not. He didn't care. He's acting as though he's protecting something. So that makes me think that he's gonna be on something or they're in negotiations. Because I know how when they want to cast a show, they put all the names on a table. They go into like a conference room and all the names are on the table with photos, you know, kind of like they do like on American Idol. They put your photo and your name and everybody discusses it. And then they put the ones that they want to cast go up on the whiteboard or whatever the board is. And then they don't leave on the table. They might be in that process. And maybe he's on his best behavior because he knows that he's in that process.
True.
Because Faith technically broke up with him. She said she didn't want to marry him on the tell-all. So that's an opening for him to go on the single life.
So you think that's where he may show up?
I mean, I don't know that for sure. Yeah. I do know that they're casting for the single life right now.
But they've also done some filming with some people for whenever is the next single life season, right?
Not that I know of.
Oh, well, I thought that's like, I've confirmed though that they filmed for it.
For the single life?
Yeah. No, I heard like Gino's been filmed in Vegas for single life back in the like months ago or something.
I mean, that's from what I understand, they're casting now for filming later this year. So, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, yeah, I don't but know.
I don't know. Yeah, well, I think with the Gino thing, it's like either way, they got footage of him like on dates with chicks. So whether it's going to be on Single Life or something else, I think they got that shit in the can.
Yeah, I think he's filmed something. I think Jasmine filmed something too. Yeah. I just don't know what.
Yeah,
I have guesses, but I can't be 100% sure on it. Like I'm assuming she's on a certain show, but I don't want to say anything because I'm not sure, and I don't want anyone to say you said this and it wasn't true. So I just want to keep it to myself until I'm sure.
True. What other cast members are we going to talk about tonight?
So tonight was mostly. Oh, you know what? Did you want to talk about that marriage news that came out?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. So the news of a cast member getting married was released. So Vaya is now married to the guy who was on the show as a dog walker or dog sitter. I don't know why they keep calling him a dog walker. He's more so a dog sitter. The person that she left her dog with when she went to go see Sunny in South Africa.
Some people thought he was gay or something.
That was the vibe I got. Yes, 100%. That was definitely the vibe that I got when I saw him on the show. But they're married as of what? September, October of last year, right?
Yeah.
So, and he's also not just a dog sitter. He's also a police officer in the Orlando area. So what is everybody's reaction to that? Because Vaya's been married twice since 2021, I believe, and it wasn't to Sonny or Rory. So what's everybody's reaction to that?
I'm wondering. I mean, that I know, like, Sonny was kind of shitting on the show, right? And shitting on the tell-all or whatever. So I feel like it...
On his Instagram, yeah. He said he was like, I'm never going to watch that trash. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's on that show. I did see him saying things like that on his Instagram.
Yeah, so I feel like that reaction, I think, is part of, like, Vaya kind of fucking him over, maybe.
Oh, so do you think that was his reaction when he found out she was married?
Yeah, I think he's just that kind of like lit his ass on fire even more.
Yeah, because he had literally, because guys, if you put the dates together, because I don't know if people have done this yet. When he was on the tell-all filming with Vaya, Vaya had a husband at home.
Ah.
So yeah. So when you put the timelines together, when they were filming that tell-all, she was married.
Mm-hmm.
So that will probably, you know, spark a issue because it's like, damn, my relationship just ended, but you're already married. Mm-hmm. I'm still, like, filming with you talking about our relationship, and you're married.
But see, that's why, like, that's why the tell-all was such a bust, because the tell-all should have had, like, Carlos on. The tell-all should have had this, like, the dog walker on, which is now her new husband. Like, the tell-all literally did nothing for us that now we're hearing all this news that should have been on the tell-all.
Well, yeah, because we never even mentioned that Lauren married Carlos in between this time. Like, it was never mentioned. Carlos wasn't there. So you're right. The tell-all didn't tell us anything. Like, the tell-all is supposed to give us closure so we can move on to the next season. And then they can either transition to the next show or disappear. But we found out everything that we were going to find out without the tell-all. Honestly, we could have went without the tell-all. We knew everything that we needed to know on our own.
Yeah, so it just makes the tell-all look even stupider. But... yeah, I don't know what's up with Vaya. I think the brain damage is coming through.
Well, what's weird to me is she tends to meet, like, I guess the guy that she married before this guy, she didn't know him for very long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that ended in divorce. And then her and Rory, we already know the story of that. And then she was trying to marry, obviously she was engaged to Sonny. She was trying to marry Sonny, and then that ends, and she ends up married to this guy. It's all happening so quickly, and it just makes you wonder, is she one of those women that are a serial bad man picker, right? Like, you know, there's a woman, like, I brought this up, yes, I was like, with the Ross and Rachel, where Ross was supposed to be with Rachel, but he ended up with Emily first, and then Rachel, where the woman, like, you pick the wrong person, like, the person will be right in front of you, literally the dead ass best option for you, and you'll pick somebody else. And I feel like maybe Vaya might be one of those women. Whoever's the most toxic person for her to choose, that's going to be the guy that she chooses.
Or in, I'm trying to remember, does this guy, was a dog walker, lived in Orlando as well?
Yeah. He lived in Orlando. Yeah, he was a local because she dropped off her dog to him. He actually doesn't live too far from her, actually. Mm-hmm. And he's a police officer. I don't want to say the county or whatever, but he's a police officer in the area as well. And I think he's a security guard. You know, when you're a cop, you also do security detail. Mm-hmm. So I think he does security detail at some of the theme parks as well. Yeah.
Yeah, Vay just strikes me as someone like she'll go with whoever's like most convenient. Not that Sunny was convenient, but now as a rebound, she wanted like a convenient relationship.
Well, let's also not forget that when her and Sunny broke up, that she also went on a date during that 30 days, and it was with the same guy.
It was with a dog walker, right?
Yeah, and then like she said, for only a month, they were broken up. Then she was back with Sunny at the tell-all. Do you believe the story that they gave us at the tell-all? Because technically, she was like married to a whole nother, well, she was married to the same guy, but she was married to another guy while we were talking about the story. So it makes me question timelines and stuff when we're watching this and we learn about what's really going on. Like, because if we would have known, like when Lauren filmed this tell-all, he was literally married at the time. I think maybe divorced a week or two before he got there. So him and Vaya were already married to other people. So it makes you question the story that they're giving you because they're not, they're leaving out key information that they were married to a whole nother damn person in between.
Yeah, it's baffling. And it just makes the tell-all seem even more pointless.
Pointless.
Yeah.
We're not getting to the bottom of anything on the tell-all.
And it seems like they're feeding us lies. Like it seems like,
yeah.
Like so basically like Vaya during the tell-all, even though she said her and Sunny kind of got back together, I feel like that was all bullshit. Like, by the end of it, she's like, yeah, I don't know really where we stand.
Well, right, because she was married.
Exactly.
So, you can't be working on your relationship with him when you're married to somebody else, you know? So, yeah, I feel like it was all just feeding us lies, and it's all mess at this point. And, oh, I asked this question on my podcast, too. Are there any couples from before the 90 days that you would want to see come back? Because I put this out on Twitter, and I got one couple, one overwhelming with all the support. So I wanted to hear your answer, and then I'll tell you who everyone else said they wanted.
I mean, I'm team Lauren on an individual basis.
I mean,
I
would love to see Lauren again, but he's got to be himself. He can't change up on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
He's got to be wearing an I Drink t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And be himself. He can't change on us. I don't want whatever this new version of him. That's not what we asked for.
But I'm trying to.
Don't be a sellout, Lauren.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember all the couples that. Who are the likable couples?
So when I put it out there, I got an overwhelming response of Niles and Matilda.
Oh yeah, that I totally forgot about them. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's the key. That's like I agree with that.
Yeah, they said they want to see Niles and Matilda back, regardless. You know, of the situation or their story, where they ended up. They just want to see how, they want to see a continuation of their story. Like, where they went, how they're doing, if she's here, if she ever gets here. They just want to know.
Yeah, my only worry with them, and obviously I like them and all that. My worry is it's like, because, you know, the same thing with, like, what is it, David and who's the chick in the Philippines that I always bring up?
Sheila
and David, like because the fans love them and they were sweet and they're actually like a real couple and everyone wants to see them back together. But my worry is that the Niles and Matilda thing ends up like the David and Sheila thing, just with like the immigration issues and all that shit. That's my worry. And now there's now it's probably even gonna be harder these days, like, to get your papers right.
Well, shoot, now. I don't even know what the process is going to look like because there's people who are already here. They're so if you're trying to
come
over, I'm assuming it's going to be way harder, you know, to get over here now because
who the fuck wants to come over to America now? I mean, seriously, that's my other fucking question. Like, no one wants to go to fucking Canada.
I'm not just in a disagreement with you. Like, if your situation, if you think your situation is better or would be better here than there, you should research. Mm-hmm. And make sure, because this is not the same America that a lot of people think.
No.
It's not.
Yeah. So my worry and my prediction is it's going to end up like David and Sheila, where she may get rejected for a visa or whatever.
Maybe. I mean, I know Michael got rejected a whole bunch of times and it eventually happened. Mm-hmm. I know that the current president is saying certain African countries They're trying to make it harder for people to come over from those certain countries, mm-hmm. Like Nigeria, a few other ones, Ethiopia, those, like, they're making it harder. But I think where she is, I don't know if that's going to be one of the places on the list or not. Mm-hmm. It just depends on how quickly. And again, her application might have been filed before this administration. So I don't think it's retroactive to, like, pending application. But again, I don't work for mm-hmm. the government.
No, I think that this is not, this, not to get into political talk, but like, I think they don't give a fuck. Like, if you're on a plane about to come over here and all your papers are right, they could like halt that plane and keep that shit there. Like, they're not playing around now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
See, that's disturbing. Honestly, that's pretty disturbing.
Yeah, it is. It's. I mean, yeah. Let's not get into it, but yeah. it's bad.
Yeah. So that's my prediction. Is we all love Niles and Matilda. We all love David and Sheila. But I just feel like the issue is just getting her here is the main issue. So,
yeah, that's going to be a task, a big task. And there was one other thing I wanted to ask y'all. Oh, so next week is a break, right? Every year we take a break for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then
oh, God, is that next week?
Yeah, it's Sunday. Sunday, yeah. So,
fuck, you're right. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Start the new OG 90 Day Fiancé, obviously. So we're going to get it a week after. So the new couples, okay. Right? Sarper, Shekinah, I don't want to say new couples, but the returning couples. And then there's Sean and Aaliyah. And I found out today that they're the biggest age gap couple in 90 Day history. I didn't realize.
What's the age gap?
I think it's 50 years.
What?
So I believe Aaliyah's like 21, 22, and Sean is like 70-something.
Damn.
No, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I was on my podcast and somebody was like, no.
Oh, I just got wet.
That's what I was going to say is going to happen to Coco.
I was like,
Yeah, because I was like, no one has a bigger age gap than Jenny and Submit. And then we looked into it. They do. Mm. So this is
the biggest. Oh, my God. 50 is a bit much for me.
Mm.
Well, he's like in his 70s.
Are you sure?
Hold on. Let me do a Google search.
Hold on. What are their names again?
Sean Aaliyah.
And then what was Aaliyah's old name?
Hold on.
Someone in the comment section who's a super fan, let us know what was.
No, he's not 70.
How old is he?
He's like 60 or 50 in his 50s.
Hold on, let's check. He's 61.
He's 60. He's not 70.
He's 61, and she's what? 25.
Okay. Yeah, but he's not. I was like, what? 58 gap? I was like,
Okay, so yeah, that's.
Yeah, you don't excite our co-host for no reason.
It's a 36.
Now I have to change my panties. Thank you, guys. Thanks.
It's a 36-year age difference. It still might be the biggest.
Douglas.
Douglas.
Yeah.
Before Aaliyah. And this is an interesting couple for me because Sean is gay, not bisexual. He's right. Gay. And Aaliyah was Douglas. So he was in a relationship with a man and now he's in a relationship with a woman. So in my thought process, you couldn't convince a gay man to date a woman. Just like if a woman is a lesbian, you can't convince a lesbian to date a man. So it's really interesting that they're even together at this point because it doesn't make sense to me.
I think it proves that like he truly loves her. Because it is hot. I'm not going to say it's not hot. I'm sure it is because, you know, you're dating someone and then they say this is not who they are. Like, they want to be some other gender. And I think it's like, you know, I think it just proves to me, like, how much she truly does care about her.
Mm-hmm.
But see, okay, so Coco, let me ask you this. Say you're in a relationship.
Uh-huh. Well,
you're in a relationship and it's with a man. And then uh-huh. this man tells you, I want to transition to a woman.
I don't think I can do it.
Well, I feel too because I don't. My sexuality is what I
is what I am.
Yeah,
like, I have nothing against anybody who is trans or whatever. Like nothing. Like I'm all for that. But I think if you're going to ask, like, you know, if I'm with someone, that just, I'm just not attracted to women. So that for me is my own sexuality.
Like, Coco, have you ever been with, like, a trans person with a dong?
What?
I don't know.
No, I honestly can say I have not.
Okay. Just straight.
Have you?
No, but I live vicariously through you.
What do you want? No,
is that something that you would consider?
Who?
You
know,
so that's not a consideration
what
for you.
What if they look like Liz?
No.
Oh, so it's a no.
Wow. Yeah.
It would be no for me, but like I'm such an advocate though. Like I believe that everyone deserves to be loved and to be accepted, but
yeah.
I do. Personal preferences, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, my personal preference is like old as fuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, that's just that's just who I am.
Yeah, I'm
not gonna go like date a guy my age, okay?
True. Well, I'm a square.
I see that. Yeah, you're not one of those non-monogamous, polyamorous, try everything once type of guys.
Yeah, I'm no Rob the Knob.
Mm. Oh, so there's no butt play going on.
Yeah, there's no shiny diamond butt plugs.
No, not even for the right price, right? It's just a
right.
I understand. I mean, everyone has their limits, right? And I think that it's good for you to know your limits. But this is an interesting couple for me. But I think it also helps that Sean is really, really rich.
Mm.
And he's gonna be paying for Aaliyah's BBL.
Yeah,
and she wants to get boobs, and you know, to get every, and he's got the money to do that. So I'm just wondering,
why not?
Like out of those two, who do you think is more of like a fame whore?
Out of Aaliyah and Sean and Sharper and Shekinah?
No, oh, Sharper just Shekinah. out of Aaliyah and Sean.
Oh, honestly, I don't see either of them as fame whores.
Yeah, I don't either, actually.
Yeah, because I watched their entire season of...
I did, too.
Love in Paradise, and I didn't see either one of them. Like, I know Sean has ties to some sort of part of the entertainment industry. I don't remember what
it was.
Like,
he does, like, makeup and hair and makeup.
Yeah, a makeup artist, like a celebrity makeup and hair stylist or artist. So he has ties to the industries because he was able to get... the artist Anita to record the video for their engagement.
I'm a big fan of Anita Handjob.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm sure. But he, yeah, so he has,
what, like, are you 12?
Oh shoot. I think she liked that joke. Yeah.
Come on, man.
That is so eighth grade, Shabooty. Come on now.
Well, I don't know. I think that I don't remember what I was saying now.
Anita. Somebody Anita.
Oh, yeah. He has ties to the industry. So I think he wouldn't have had to do the show to like hang in a room full of famous people. Because I feel like he has the ties for it. So I guess if we had to pick one, Aaliyah might be the one that wants to be more part of his world. If that makes sense.
Yeah, one of our listeners says they think Aaliyah is, and what I mean by fame whore, I also lump in like social media clout into that.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
Well, she also is moving to Hollywood, where because he has a place in New York and in LA, but in Hollywood, and she wanted to live specifically with him in Hollywood. So that might answer your question. She didn't want to live in, you know, Texas or New Orleans or Montana. She wanted to move straight into the Hollywood Hills. So that might answer your question, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And obviously she wants all the cosmetic procedures and shit.
Well, yeah, and she found a man who can afford it. So, my eyebrow raises a little bit because I was like, does she like this 61-year-old man at her age, or does she like the idea that he lives in the Hollywood Hills and he can pay for her plastic surgery? So that was like my first thought because I was like, huh, it's convenient.
Why not both?
Yeah, well, is it possible to be super in love with someone who happens to be the giver of all your dreams? Absolutely. Is that possible?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
But, and then also it's like, is her interest there while she still has all these cosmetic procedures she wants to do? But then once she's like happy, or once she's pseudo done with her cosmetic procedures, is she going to lose interest at that point?
Yeah.
Run off with the pool boy or whatever?
Yeah. Once she's a full on, you know, finished her transition and she's in a sense, when she doesn't need his money anymore, or she has everything that she needs to move on, she might move on without him.
Yeah, that's my prediction. And
he wanted her to sign a prenup and she didn't want him to. You remember that, right? That was in their Love in Paradise season.
Yeah, I do remember that.
He also wants to make sure that she can get half of his money, and he's very, very rich.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's very smart.
I mean, it's smart, you know, but it makes you wonder if she's... I'm all for
prenups, by the way. So...
So you're for prenups, really? Oh, most women are against... So did you sign... Would you sign one if you and your partner were together?
We talked about it. Yeah, absolutely. We both are going to have them.
Really?
Well, yeah, because, you know, I mean, yeah.
Men are fully against the idea of a like Jasmine. Well,
like if they didn't come from money. I do. So.
Oh, so his money isn't enticing for you because it's nothing new to you.
No.
She got that Burbank money.
Oh.
Oh no, I got that. I got that boarding school money. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, like, as far as, yeah, I definitely believe in prenups, and, you know, whatever you bring into the marriage, I believe should, you know, what you make during that marriage should be split 50-50 if you guys are going to get divorced, so.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. I do. Yeah. If you are making money together, your businesses are in business together, I don't think one person should walk away with everything.
No.
And I think, there shouldn't be a winner and a loser in a divorce, because you know how sometimes there's a winner and a loser. I don't think it should ever be that. I think that if you made a whole bunch of money together, then you should split it. And I know a lot of men are so against that, but it is what it is. Like, if you made a bunch of money together, and you know, some women, they take it too far and they just want to take him for everything he's worth. You should only get half. You know, to be fair, you should only get half. You shouldn't get the house and the car and the kids and the dog. You know, there shouldn't be a winner and then a loser. I think it should be split to where it's fair.
Yeah, true. I agree.
I think he deserves half of your OnlyFans money. Just kidding.
I feel like that's personal income, right? That's different. That's not joint money.
Yeah.
No.
That's coochie money.
That's so solo money. That's solo money.
Yeah. But
that's. So yeah, we're getting into our thruple couple as well. I'm kind of excited for the new season. I'm not excited to see Sarper and Shekinah back. I'm not gonna lie. They're almost too much for me. They're just over the top. But now that I've met Adnan and Tiger Lily at the tell all, I do realize. Now stomach Sarper and Shekinah.
Oh my god, they're a fucking godsend compared to those two.
Yes.
Fucking godsend.
I'm very happy to realize that there's people worse than them. Because when I realized Adnan and Tiger Lily were coming back, I was like, damn, see, they make Sarper and Shekinah look like entertainment at this point. Because I was like, I used to make them look human. Yeah, they actually do. Like now I'm just like, damn, don't think you know who you hate the most until you meet everybody. Because now I realize that I don't even hate Sarper and Shekinah anymore.
Yeah, and then to tease one of our Friday topics, I know somebody asked about the Swae Lu deportation story, but I guess we could just save it for Friday.
Oh. Oh, yeah, we'll save that for Friday. Because, there's some new developments in that, but we won't get into that tonight. This was just a quick little wrap-up for the ending of Before the 90 Days. I think this was season 7. Mm-hmm. It's done. It's over with. We are carrying over some people, obviously, to other shows. We've already talked about the Tiger Lily and Adnan stuff. But we are thinking other people are carrying over, too. But this is the end of this. Oh, one more thing. Did anybody else feel that Sean Robinson did a little better tonight with hosting duties? I kind of felt like she did a little better. She was asking questions and she was more engaged. So I was going to give her an 8 out of 10 for tonight. because I actually felt like she was a little more present.
I mean, she was more present, but the tea that she pulled out of him wasn't that impressive, though.
No, and that's not 100% her fault.
Yeah.
Like technically,
I'm not saying it's her fault, but still, she is an executive producer.
She is. So you're right.
It's kind of her fault.
She signed off on the cue card. You're right. No, you're right. If she wanted more, she could have demanded more. But I did feel like she was a little more.
No, I agree, though. She was more on point.
And she was asking some good questions and engaging with the cast a little more.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, Sean, maybe you read our tweets and you're sick of us like coming at you every week. So maybe she's working a little harder to impress everybody. But, you know, I still think that 90 Day Fiancé franchise has taken a turn for the less classy. And I think Sean might be too classy for the tell-alls. So we might need to get somebody a little less classy.
Yeah, we need someone more ratchet, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we need a ratchet host who can get a little ghetto when needed.
Yes.
Right? I think she's too old school and proper.
She is. She's boring.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. She's boring.
We need somebody who can come out there and
cuss. Like, we need someone that isn't afraid to ask Lauren about like bleeding on a couch and stuff.
Well, right. Sean will avoid sexual questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or she'll ask a sexual question and then when she gets the answer, she'll change the subject. She doesn't like to confront certain topics. And I get it. She's a producer. She produces movies and stuff and she has a production company. She's a reputation lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wants a good, clean reputation. We don't want that. This is 90 Day Fiancé. We've taken a turn for the ghetto classy or the ghetto classless.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to keep it in the right lane. I feel like the show is going classless and then our host is still trying to uplift a level of class that we have already let go. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that assessment. And then this podcast will be on Apple and Spotify tomorrow. And then since it does mark, well, actually, I will say not this episode, but then any episode after this episode, I'm going to change the season of 90 Day Fiancé Fridays to like season two.
Ooh, so, season two.
Oh, we're hitting season two. Yeah. This is.
Because I was waiting for B90 to end. So not this episode, because this is still technically B90. But the next Friday's episode will be season two of 90 Day Fiancé Fridays.
Wow. We're growing. we're moving into the realm of a second season. Yeah. We were renewed to season two. I'm excited.
Yeah, and I told Captain Picard to get a microphone that's nicer. So she said she ordered it. So hopefully when we get Captain Picard back on, she'll sound better too.
Oh yeah, she said they were sold out in the store. She ordered one. So everyone has a mic now. So yes. We don't have to worry about something was up with her phone and we were getting some feedback. So problem will be rectified. Right?
Got it.
Rectify that.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about that anymore.
So, yeah, I think, is that a good ending point or what?
Yeah, I think that's a great ending point.
Yeah, I think it was good. There wasn't a lot happening tonight, guys. Right. And we're getting last resort tomorrow, and then we're taking a week off. Isn't that weird? A week off.
It will be weird not talking to you on Sunday.
Yeah, unless there's some drama that we really, really need to report to you guys. It's going to be weird. It'll be the first time in a while.
I know you're not a big sports guy, but are you going to be watching the Super Bowl, George?
I will watch the halftime show.
What about?
I'm not, be 100% honest with you, I don't even know who's playing in this.
It's Chiefs and Eagles again.
Oh, I mean, what do you mean again? Did they play last
year?
I
can't remember if it was last year or not, but I know they played recently in the last couple years. So
I feel like last year it was the Mahomes guys.
No, but that's Mahomes, right? The Chiefs, yeah.
Oh, that is the Chiefs. See, you have to understand the level of what I know about.
I'm Chicago. Knows more than you.
I enjoy football, so yes.
Oh, really?
I do. I love college. I love college football more, but you know, I mean, I'm going to be watching the Super Bowl.
Oh, I mean, I watched the halftime. I know that SZA and Kendrick Lamar performed.
Yeah, I love Kendrick Lamar.
And possibly a special guest. So,
yes,
I assume Kendrick is going to do Not Like Us.
Oh my God, fucking kind of better.
That's like the only thing he's got going on right now, isn't it? Well, I know he has something new with SZA that's kind of new, But like, that's like the only thing he's got going on right now, I feel like.
Yeah, and then the U.S. is at a trade war with Canada, and Drake is Canadian, so he's gonna do not like us, definitely.
Oh, I didn't even put that two and two together. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
That
makes sense. So, all right, well, if something crazy happens... No, yeah, if something crazy happens, like, that's worthy of an emergency podcast, I'm sure we'll hop on. And who knows, maybe that'll be Patreon, who knows. But either way, yeah, we'll hop on.
Yeah, and I'll be back tomorrow for some last resort talk on my Instagram. But until then, we'll talk to you guys after the premiere of the brand new season of the OG 9A
Fantasy. Well, we'll talk to y'all Friday, right? We'll talk to y'all Friday, right?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, you're right. We'll be back Friday, and that'll be our last show, actually, before the new season pops back up, unless there's an emergency podcast.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And I'll put this on Apple and Spotify tomorrow. And share and like and give it thumbs up and all that shit. And thank you. We appreciate y'all.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.